Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Our man Frank is still out dealing with the aftermath of losing his home in the wildfires. So we just want you to know, Frank, that we're thinking about you, and we got a song for you. Come back to me.
Yeah.
Aww. We begging you, please. Aww. Oh, we love you, Frank.
We do.
But we still got our girl Heidi holding things down on the West Coast. What's up, Heidi?
Thanks for keeping me company, guys. Otherwise, it'd be awful lonely over here.
No, we got your back, girl.
Thank you.
Well, later, does Jaden Smith have a boyfriend? Or is he just trolling us, y'all? Plus, what actor is accused of completely cutting off his son? I don't know. You can find out later. But Headcrack, what you got?
Well, this matchup sounds like something set up in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Uh-oh.
Nice. I love that.
Nah, but yo, Star-Lord and the Terminator got together. Now, this just wasn't no regular-degular kind of meeting. It was a Sunday brunch with Chris Pratt and the legendary Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mm.
Now, what can bring these two together? Well, Chris has been dating Arnold's daughter, Catherine, since splitting from Anna Faris, and Arnold and his longtime girlfriend joined his daughter and Chris to grab some grub. Now, sources say that Arnold seems to like Chris a lot, and Chris actually even picked up the check.
Really?
Oh, that's what's up.
He better have picked up the check, at least offered.
Yeah, Arnold's like, I'm not really working that much these days. You can grab the check for me, Chris?
Right.
But see, you know, I know Arnold a little bit, at least I think I do.
Yes, you do. God.
That's so his personality to, like, sit back and see if you're going to pay the check, and then if you don't read you for it.
Right, he's going to be like, head to the chopper.
Yeah. How dare you?
I mean, but that's really big of Chris to, like, you know, take the next step and actually meet the girl's dad.
Yeah.
You know, to try to take the relationship a little bit further.
This could mean they're actually talking about being engaged.
But that's a bit adventurous, but at the end of the day, you, Chris Pratt, would you not want to go meet Arnold Schwarzenegger? Like, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, but he could meet Arnold Schwarzenegger anytime.
He can make a phone call.
Need to meet Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm a huge fan.
Right.
But Arnold might want to meet him, too, to make sure he wasn't a player like he is.
Right.
True. Flying straight, and the only reason the relationship didn't work out because he wanted to be a bigger movie star.
And
so I'm sure Arnold gets it.
Well, let's bring that up, because now Chris broke up with Anna because he didn't want more kids.
Right.
So what is this young girl want? Does she want some kids?
She's young enough to where she can stall it out a few years till Chris's career slows down
a
little bit, then have those kids.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
but you know, at 71, Arnold Schwarzenegger looks great. I mean, even though his muscles are probably for display purposes only. He still looks great.
Well, someone is putting a celebrity dad on blast for being a deadbeat.
Oh.
Y'all remember Vanessa Marcil and Brian Austin Green from Beverly Hills 90210,
of course,
right?
Yeah.
Well, the former co-stars have now a 16-year-old son, Cassius, together. And allegedly, Cassius hasn't seen his father, Brian, in 5 years,
y'all.
Even after a custody case, which granted both Vanessa and Brian joint custody. And frustrated with the situation, Vanessa posted this to Instagram. Cass has never met his youngest brother and is not allowed to know where his bio father, stepmother, and three younger brothers live. Custody cases hurt the children only. Cass has been truly heartbroken since being cut out of his other family's lives with no explanation.
I'm so mad. This just really
pissed
me off.
That is irritating as hell.
This just pissed me off. Listen, don't exploit your son's hurt onto Instagram. You should dare not post this on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then the fact that the younger brother who's not able able to see the older brother. Now he knows why. And then that's just like putting out the hurt that the boy's going through. That's so sad.
Well, check this part out, Portia. Brian has been married to Transformer star Megan Fox for 8 years, and they have 3 kids together. So is that right, y'all, for a father not to see his child over some beef with the mother?
Well, there's no excuse. Unless the mother is making it difficult for the father to see the child and then just playing his front, like, for the public. But I don't know why he would not want to go see his kids if his kids are willing and the mother is willing.
And if I'm Megan Fox, I'm the new wife, and I've got 3 kids, at the end of the day, you know, you go, my babies have a half-sibling. I want them to know each other.
To be around.
I mean, but, it's like at least every other weekend. I mean, that's, I guess, the best case scenario.
But I'm excited, though, that, to see that not only black people do this. So that's a good thing. So
you need to read up on more tea, honey.
I guess
okay.
so.
Because it's all through Hollywood.
White people, we're just like you, Gary.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, guys, people are a bit confused and baffled by this one. Jaden Smith and Tyler, the Creator, well, they might be part of your sorority, Gary.
Oh, no.
Jaden made a real bold statement after a performance recently, and here's what he had to say. Take a listen.
And I want to tell you guys something. I want to tell you, Tyler doesn't want to say, but Tyler's my motherfucking boyfriend, and he's been my motherfucking boyfriend my whole fucking life. Tyler, the Creator, is my fucking boyfriend.
Baby.
Nobody believes this, right?
Oh, no, whatever. I believe it. And
he's got a buzz,
He's been drinking or something, and he's feeling it, and he's like, I don't care
right now.
I haven't seen this type of love since Tom Cruise jumped on Oprah's couch.
You looked off to the stage when they cut to Tyler, the Creator, who's wearing a mask. He's waving his finger like, no. So Jaden tweets, yup, at Tyler, the Creator. I told everyone you can't deny it now, followed by Tyler tweeting, sheesh. And I feel free.
So I think that hand move, Heidi, that you're talking about was more like a yes.
Now, listen, I know that women will say, you know, if you're talking about a friend, you go, oh, my girlfriend and I are going to go out to dinner tonight. My girlfriend and I are going shopping. And you just mean like an actual girl who's your friend.
Right.
But guys don't do that.
No, they don't.
I've never heard a straight man go, this is my boyfriend, Bill.
Well,
guys don't do that.
When rich like he is, you can say any damn thing. Head Craig and I talked about this earlier today, and I asked Head Craig about it.
So, y'all about to come out?
No.
No.
Are y'all about to be free?
No.
If it did come out that Jaden Smith was entertaining penis, I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think so. Like, I've seen him with girls.
Yeah.
I've had boyfriends, too, so it doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah.
He kept saying he's my boyfriend.
with the little quiver in his voice.
Like he was about to cry because he was... Well, Trump did something to the king of Morocco that he would never do to the king of Zamunda. Honey, he's out here dishing the stank face to the royals.
Say word.
That's right, man. On Sunday, France held Armistice Day celebration, which both King Mohammed VI and Trump attended. And when the king nodded off, this is the look Trump gave him.
Ain't that how his face always is, though? Is that Armistice Day?
The one with the short kid in play? Yeah. He's serving face, too. Oh,
now, there's been many a times I've dozed off in a situation, and when I woke up and realized where I was, like, do that little cross motion, like you just got finished praying.
It's embarrassing, and it used to happen to me in school all the time, where you would just, like, think you're going to rest your eyes, and then you do that jump because you have some sort of weird, stupid dream that you're falling. And then... No one knows you're sleeping until you jump and you nearly fall out of your chair and everyone looks at you and makes fun of you.
Yeah, like that.
All right, so coming up, Portia's going to give us tips about dental hygiene. You don't want to miss this. But before we head into commercial break, we here at Dish Nation would like to extend our heartfelt condolences to the family, friends, and fans of a real superhero, the heart of Marvel Comics, Mr. Stan Lee, who passed away yesterday. My man created characters like Black Panther, Thor, Spider-Man, the Hulk, X-Men, and so many more. He was a true legend. Like, Stan the Man was that guy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. And the Hulk was my favorite.
Mine too, girl.
Yes, I love the Hulk.
Don't make me angry, honey. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Talk about stank face. face.
Bill Bixby. Mm.
But it's amazing how, like, so many ideas could come out of the mind of one human.
Right.
And how these ideas could stimulate, like, you know, not only just children, but adults alike.
He said, you know, he changed the superhero game and that, you know, superheroes weren't superhuman. They were human with flaws, but they could also have some sort of power. So he made us connect to those people more.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Yep. Shout out to you, Stan Lee. You will forever be the man. Excelsior. Rest in peace. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your man, Hey Crack, and the busiest time of the year is upon us. Chances are you're going to need stamps. Well, thanks to Stamps.com, you can now get postage on demand. With Stamps.com, you can access all the services of the post office right from your desk or wherever you are. You can buy and print real U.S. postage for any letter or any package 24 hours a day. Stamps.com will even send you a digital scale that allows you to weigh your letters and packages and print the exact amount of postage every time. We use Stamps.com here at Dish Nation, and I absolutely love it. It's extremely convenient and it saves us so much time. And to top it off, it only took us seconds to start our account. But here's the best part. Right now you can use the promo code DISH for a special offer. A 4-week trial that includes postage and a digital scale. Trust me, you guys don't want to wait to try this. Go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone on the top of the homepage and type in DISH. That's stamps.com and enter DISH. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What up?
Well, it seems that everyone's favorite eye candy and our producer Shay's crush is one of GQ's Man of the Year. Yes, ladies, what an exciting time for the Creed II actor. But although the ladies are throwing their panties at him, the actor revealed that his dating life is not so fortunate. He told reporters, "My career is awesome. It's going great. There's other places in my life that I'm lacking at. I'm very mature and advanced in a lot of areas of life. Dating may not be one of them. My personal life is not. I don't really know what dating is." And y'all, let's not forget to congratulate Serena Williams, who's also been named GQ Woman of the Year.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Serena. So what y'all think about this Michael B. Jordan quote?
He's full of caca.
That make the ladies throw their panties even more.
All this man is doing is going fishing again.
Okay.
I can't find nobody. And he about to pull everybody in through the DMs, honey.
My personal life sucks, but we know Nicki Minaj tried to holler at you.
And we also know that Ellen hooked him up with that the tennis player.
I think she was too young, though.
Oh, okay. She was a little young.
Yeah, I don't think he gonna need
But that's the way you supposed to play it. You ain't supposed to be like, yo, my dating life is on fire. I got more girls I can shake a stick at.
You just say nothing. Yeah. But I just say nothing.
But I don't. Typically, like, when y'all find out that somebody's with somebody, you kind of like them less. Like, let's just say if, like, he was booed up and had a girlfriend, there goes his bankability and his marketability. Like, there's less women going to see Creed.
If he want to keep on being the man of the year, he want to keep on being the one everybody want, keep your personal life private.
Fly solo.
Yeah. Act like you can't find nobody.
Keep giving us these stories,
okay.
Boy.
These lies, these sweet lies.
That's feeling real now.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Sweet little lies.
Now, Porsche, y'all, there's a clip, honey, going around that has everyone questioning your choices in life, child. But before we talk about this, let's take a look at this clip.
Y'all tell me if y'all think this is gross. Have y'all ever used your boyfriend's or husband's toothbrush before?
No!
That's disgusting. That sounds pretty disgusting.
I like Mike. I don't know if I like him that much.
I'm almost about to throw up in the back of my mouth for a little bit.
Okay, this is just crazy. Because now, what do you say about this? Because my thing is, you could use your damn man toothbrush. Y'all didn't kiss and done everything.
Well, you know what? Yeah, and he did get upset when I did this. But he got upset because it was on camera, number one. Number two, I don't even think he realized I had used it. And no, it's not an everyday thing. It was like, okay, I'm spending the night over there when we first started dating.
Right.
And I would just use it. Like, I would just be like, you know.
When y'all first started dating?
Yeah, when we first started dating. I have not used it since.
But had y'all kissed and done it at least already?
Yes.
Okay, good.
What you trying to say? She did it on the first night?
Well, yes, hell, she grown now.
I did do it on the first night. Look, I'll admit that now.
You can't be waiting a year.
I did. We busted, but, you know, people have put nastier things in their mouth, okay? So don't comfort me with the toothbrush.
That's why it's okay to use this toothbrush, because you've had nastier things.
Now, if you use...
if you're going to use somebody else's toothbrush, you can't be using it like it's your own, okay?
You clean the sneaker
with it. Gingerly.
You can't, just enough to
just hit the front teeth.
And my thing is, I think, like, your wash rag, you should be able to use your spouse's
now
wash
that
rag.
I don't like. Now that I don't like.
In the shower and the towel right there, honey, I mean.
But think about a wash rag, that goes in your crack.
And so a lot of things go there.
No, but don't nothing go. Nothing should be going in his crack that would then refer to my crack of my mouth, okay?
Yeah, you just better off getting hosed down at that point.
You should just stay out of this.
Oh, my God.
Up next, Lord accuses Kanye and Kid Cudi of stealing from her. I'm guessing they're not stealing her dance moves, though. We'll tell you what they allegedly stole right after the break. Dish Nation. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. All right, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey, hey.
Now, Singer Lord, who I'm a big fan of, is accusing Kanye West of having sticky fingers.
Oh, ooh. Say it ain't
but,
so.
But wait, it gets worse.
Not that guy from Onyx, but yeah, along the same lines. Not the type where you're stealing money, but she is saying that Kanye West stole her stage design.
Oh. What?
So recently there was like a festival called Camp Flog Gnaw that Odd Future took part of, right? And Kanye West and Kim Cudi performed as Kids See Ghosts. And Lord posted a series of photos to her Instagram showing the glass rectangle box that she's been performing in since 2017.
Yeah.
And the glass rectangle box that Kanye and Cudi performed in the past weekend.
Oh.
And pretty much the same box.
We all borrow stuff from each other. If it's a dope show or something dope in the show and you can afford it, you're going to want to make your show better and add it too. Justin Bieber did this. I think Rihanna did this. A lot of people have done this box. I mean, it's just how you own it and rock it.
Other people do the box, too?
Yeah, just like when people have flown through the sky. Peter Pan did first.
Right.
But that's too close, though.
Well,
that's
here's the thing, G.
It just don't look right.
Well, they actually have the same set designer. So sometimes when you have the same set designer, they'll go into the bag and be like...
Oh, she needs to be sued.
Well, the short version is Lord was less than thrilled about the copycat, and she posted, "I'm proud of the work I do, and it's flattering when other artists feel inspired by it, to the extent that they choose to try it on themselves. But don't steal, not from women or anyone else, not in 2018 or ever."
She's always speaking too fast. This is not the first time.
And in my head, when she was writing that, she was going...
Yeah, right.
Google Rihanna. Rihanna is in a box somewhere. People do this all the time.
His name had in a box, but this is different.
No. That was a smaller box-based performance, but...
Listen, I remember she good friends with Taylor Swift.
Oh.
So Taylor was like, "Girl, Kanye, get stole your thing from you. Taylor was egging it on, and the Swifties probably was like, "Get him."
And she probably the president. And she's the Lord of the Swifties.
Like, Lord of...
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
Yes, and the Magic Muse True Wireless Earbuds are lightweight with a cool design that makes them barely visible when you have them on. And it includes rechargeable docking station and 3 sets of ear canal adapters.
I love this already, Portia.
And I love the colors. Mine's is electric blue. Says so on the box.
Ooh, I like that.
Mine's African-American, black.
Negro. Well, y'all, there's a lot more to that. You can use just one earbud or both for true stereo sound. And it has a built-in mic with active noise reduction for crystal clear calls. You can answer, end, and reject calls with the simple press of a button.
Ooh, I just love that reject feature. It's cute.
I'm sure you do, Gary.
Now, this is going to make a great Christmas present. How much is it?
Well, you might want to turn the music down so you can hear this clearly. It usually goes for $99, but for our Dish Nation family, it's only $29.
What? $29? Which is protective case?
Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
And up next, honey, a Toy Story gone wrong. We'll tell you about it after the break. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Now, this might fall in according to the Where They Do That At files. Recently, a burglar broke into an adult sex shop, Sarah's Secret, in Denton, Texas. Well, after trying unsuccessfully to crack the safe to get some money out, the robber did the only thing that he could do, and that was steal a bunch of sex toys from the store, y'all. So what do y'all think the robber took for toys? Is they for personal use, or are they just to sell
both
on the street?
He's selling them and keeping them. I don't know them dildos, honey, cost, so I'm sure he kept some of those.
They do cost.
It's like the risk, though. If you ain't getting the money, just leave. Because, like, what if you get gunned down in the street and your bag fall all open and it's just all types of just phallics and all types of stuff and laying next to your dead body?
You know, normally, if you're stealing something, you think, let me get grab the biggest thing that's probably expensive.
So you got a whole bunch of baby arms?
Yeah, it's a lot of big stuff in his bag.
He can sell all songs. Yeah, the holiday time's coming to the end. Like you said, they are nicely packaged. Just think about it. I mean, those mice that they have, the rabbits.
Not the pet store. This is the sex store.
I mean, if he got like a backpack and is on foot, I feel sorry for him because he's not going to get much.
Well, you know, it's sex toys. Some of the best toys are the smallest ones.
Y'all just said the best ones are the big ones.
That's what he probably thought.
No, honey, the big ones, those hurt.
I know. He could have came out there with 20 bullets and racked up.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.